I'm sitting in what was Sturgis School with Brenda Thomas, and in front of me on the table is a very small orange badge that says Sturgis Youth Tuesday Club. Now, there's a story behind this.
Well, in the 1970s, we had about 40 children in the street where I live. We had nowhere to go for these children in the evenings, weekends, after school, whatever, when the weather was bad. They couldn't all get in my house, although they did try. So me and three other ladies, two of whom were also grandmothers, decided we'd try and start a youth club. Where do we start it? The only available space, really, was Sturgis Primary School. Big building, empty at nights, empty at weekends and holidays. So from then on, I was sort of designated to push, which I did. Everyone that I could think of, councillors, leisure services people, anybody that I could get my hands on, to get a youth club, which we finally managed to get.
So then it wasn't an obvious idea that a youth club would be able to use these school buildings. It took a lot of effort.
A lot of effort, because the caretaker was not very happy about it. He didn't want us to. He'd got two small children of his own who would benefit, who of course played in the playground, but the children locally couldn't, which was a little bit off-putting for children, as you can imagine, you know. So as I say, we opened it on the Tuesday night. We had 200 children signed in.
What?
Yes, one night a week. And after, I think it was 5 or 6 years, the city decided that unless there were three caretakers at a school, you couldn't use it out of school hours. And we didn't have anywhere to go. So from then on, I was pushing a little harder and a little bit more, along with one or two other people, I think, who came on at the board at that time. And the old, which was Smith's Do-It-All building at the time, became vacant. They had moved down into newer premises. And the CDO of the city for this area knew it was available. And we had a meeting in, I think it was 1980, 81, to see what we wanted. And overwhelmingly, we wanted a community centre. And it just went on from there.
So the existing community centre,
it was,
has been a development from that to some extent?
Yes, the Bowles area is the original W.H. Smith do-it-all building, which was a DIY, and the community centre was built on. We set up the community group, which was originally Sturgis Community Action Group. The word action was dropped because people thought we were militant. We weren't. And we were then designated, or we took over the handling of all the finances for the build, which was European money, which I think had just become available, and national and local money, which went to building it. We hired, fired, bought, sold all the lot for the building. It took 4 years out of my life in meeting every 2 weeks to get the work done.
And how did you pick up the knowledge, the skills that you needed to see that through?
Well, luckily, the City Council did that part of it. We had all the money was paid into the community group account, and we paid all the bills. But we did have the backing of the City Council's leisure services, as they were at that point, which was very good. Can't speak highly enough of Di Wheeler. She was very, very good.
So in some ways, the existing community centre is a byproduct of the rule around caretakers and schools.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And a lot of determination as well.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Now, you were telling me earlier that you're not a swimmer, and
no,
you haven't been, you didn't use the swimming baths a lot yourself, but you had a particular memory of one occasion?
Yes, the one occasion was the youth club. We were engaged with, I think it was all the youth clubs in the South Birmingham area, had a swimming gala. And I vividly remember there were 22 medals races, of which Sturgis Group took 20 of those medals. Very proud moment, as you can imagine.
And presumably that's because the kids around here could swim and swim and swim and swim.
They swam like fishes. They were like fishes, they really were. And that wasn't in the canal, it was because of the baths.
And interestingly, I think listening to you, we sort of, I know that there's a lot of issues at the moment around funding activities for young people, but we sort of take for granted these days that there are youth clubs or groups or things that young people can do. That is a relatively new thing. I mean, you started here, you started that process, didn't you?
Yes, oh yes. Well, somebody had to. And I like children. I can hand them back. And they just need somewhere to go and something to do. I mean, now children are spending far too much time playing on laptops and what have you and not getting out there and experiencing life. Can't think of any more.
Thank you.